over the past week, he has called me. We've had a couple of blow-ups. He's called me. He said, don't be a cutie pie. He's called me a wise guy. He's called me a third-rate reporter. And then he wagged his finger at me and pronounced that I would never make it. So that was just in the course of a week. Now,
what is wrong with him?
So I write about a particularly explosive incident in the book from the 2015 campaign where he walked out on an interview with me. And after he was away from the cameras, he was backstage at a rally again. He started screaming at me and in a way that I had really never been, I'd never felt such anger from, certainly not from anybody, a news figure who I was covering. He called me, he called me a bleeping nasty guy and was, I mean, over the top. He went out and he gave the speech and then he came back to finish the interview. And Nicole, he acted like nothing had happened. I was still shaken from this experience. Mm-hmm. I continued on the interview because I felt it was my job to do the interview, yeah. And I do believe that intently. It's not about me and him. We don't want to become the story. If I've become the story, I have failed. It is not about me. It's about. So I was really worried about this. The interview had just started. He walked out about 3 minutes into this interview that was supposed to be a long interview, and he screams at me, and then he comes back like nothing has happened. And at the end of that interview, he says to me, do you want to get a picture taken with me?
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, no. I mean, that's the last thing I want to do. I was still, like, furious about what had happened. But, okay, fine, I'll take a picture. So I put the pictures in the book. By the way, one of my favorite sections of this book is the photo section. I mean, I went through and looked over, all these things that I had been through. And the picture has Trump grinning ear to ear, and just like the happiest expression on his face, and I look like I am just dying to get out of there, not smiling, upset. But that's the classic thing, It's the, he is attacking us sometimes because the fan base loves it. I mean, yeah. The biggest applause lines at his rallies are not when he's going after Democrats; it's when he's going after the press.